Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Welcome to WFHR's morning show. Sing it, Marvin. Happy Thursday, everybody. Got your host, James J. Behind the mic, I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Brittany, how you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Just looking at a shelf cloud moving into Wausau right now. How are you guys doing?
A shelf cloud?
Yeah.
You can't just skate by that.
I don't think I've ever heard that
term. I need a description. I need what is a shelf cloud? But yeah, what is that? That is great, Brittany.
Oh, you guys have seen those before. Those are those ominous big clouds that are super long that just look like a spaceship rolling in the sun.
Yeah, they're awesome.
That one. That's a shelf cloud.
Awesome. I will never, ever look at a cloud and not think of that now. That'll always be in my head. That is perfect.
Well, you're going to get a chance to hopefully see one too then in about an hour or two. I think that rain is going to hit you guys lasting till about lunch and then kicking on out of here. We might even see some spots of sunshine by this evening after this cold front passes. But, you know, highs today, still mild. We're going to hit those mid-70s, a little bit breezy out there. And in terms of the rain, we've seen a few thunderstorms, nothing strong, nothing severe, just putting down some heavy rainfall. So anywhere from a quarter of an inch to about 3/4 of an inch has been seen. So expect about a half an inch throughout the afternoon, and then we're done. Then we get the cooler, crisper, more refreshing air by tomorrow.
Not bad at all. We'll take that. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate the update, as always. Looking forward to hanging out with you tomorrow, getting people ready for the weekend.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there, our friend Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning right in this time slot. Always love talking with her. Nobody does weather like Brittany. And I cannot say that more complimentary. That is awesome. She's great. Mel and I got some great stuff lined up for you today. Not only do we have the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club right around the corner, we got a couple of topics for you. Lamborghini is getting into the baby game. I have not pre-read that one, Melissa, so we're going to dive into that one together. Amazon Amazon won't let their drivers listen to us. We're going to get into that. That's coming up. And are we all hoarders or just half of us? We are going to get into that one as far as Americans and hoarding. We got that coming up for you. It's a Thursday. That means in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick things off with our good friends from Southwood County Humane Society.
Oh, great.
Sarah's going to join us. Looking forward to that. That'll be a fun conversation. And afterwards, we'll touch on a little entertainment news. Wanted to get into a really cool story that Jeff Bridges shared. Actually, Winona Ryder and Jeff Bridges shared. We'll get into that one. We've got, it's been 50 years since these movies came out. We're all going to feel old. I'm not going to tell you right now. We're all going to feel old when we hear that list. There's a handful of things on there. And along with the 9 o'clock hour, we'll also get into this study that found rush hour, when it is during the day, and the top who, what, when, where, and why questions we Googled in August.
Oh, good.
All that coming up. But we kick things off with a... I don't like starting our show necessarily in a debate or anything, but I do think it's important that we talk about certain things. And I want to keep the phone lines open here, 715-424-2600. You guys are our co-hosts. You are part of the show as well. Feel free to call in anytime. There are times when two things are great separately, but not so much together. Now, you decide on this one. The canned meat company Hormel is launching a new product that combines its Black Label bacon with Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal.
Bacon and Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal.
Yes. Now,
okay.
I don't want to, get this into a very tense argument or anything, a debate.
Well, I mean, you started it off on a very, very... dramatic sounding intro, so
yes,
I'm taking
yes.
this seriously, James.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you.
Very
I appreciate that.
Seriously.
I appreciate
so,
that.
So, questions. Is the bacon hot?
Yes, good question. That is a good question.
Because hot bacon added to cold cereal sounds awful.
It does sound awful. Yeah, it does. The way to make two things I love sound horrible. I don't
now,
know how they did that.
Now, sprinkling like bacon chips on top of a Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal, maybe.
I kind of like that. So
just lightly, lightly. It's like a hint of bacon.
They are not putting bacon bits into the cereal. They're rubbing the so-called cinnamon dust into thick-cut bacon. It's then left overnight to reach optimal flavor, which is supposed to create a mix of sweet and salty. Hormel described the combination as, quote, iconic, and you can either take their word for it or try it yourself for a limited time. Black Label Cinnamon Toast Crunch Bacon will be available at select Walmart locations starting Monday, September 16th. It'll also be available at some Kroger stores as well.
Okay, so there's no cereal involved here.
No, no, just dust, cinnamon dust, they call it. Yeah. So
not impressed.
Black Label. I can't think better. I can't think of many things worse than milky bacon. Like, that sounds horrible to me. So I could see them going this direction with it. I kind of get that part. Well, let's take a call. Let's see what our caller's thinking. Again, let's be adults about this. Let's not, you know, get into too heated of a debate here. good morning. You're on the show.
Cinnamon dust. Coated bacon, right? Am I hearing that right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, no cereal involved.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to be putting that inside of my mouth really fast.
So this is you're pro cinnamon bacon.
I am so incredibly pro cinnamon bacon that the heartburn will be worth it.
Yeah, that'd be a hard pass for me.
Well, we're tied 1-1 here. It's a 1-1 here.
But cinnamon is also one of my triggers. Like, it's a bad trigger.
Oh, that's not. Yeah.
So I really can't. Now, I mean, as much as I want to.
I feel like kind of a jerk for bringing this up now.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, give me a paper cut and rub a little lemon juice in it while you're at it. I'm so sorry.
It might have been worth it to get that accent. It might have been. Thank you for the call, Laura. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon. She'll be here soon. Laura, our newest team member around here, calling up and joining the conversation. What do you think, everybody? Would you try this? 715-424-2600. I would definitely try it. Here's my thing. I like trying things, but only when they're in a sample kind of size, because I don't want to buy a whole thing of bacon, get this home, take a bite, and then I got to beg Laura to take the rest of it because I'm not going to eat it. I can't waste my food.
I don't think you're going to have to beg.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, they're not gonna, I'm just leave it out. Maybe
take it over as a bacon bouquet, James.
Maybe that's...
She'll happily accept it.
This is what I maybe should do, is just buy some and make it for the whole team. And that way you're not wasting it, and people like it. They like it. If they don't, they don't. I don't know. Another thing, like, I can eat bacon straight up just fine. That's how I pretty much spent my 20s. I like the combination. I like combining bacon with things. I don't know if this is it. I don't know if this is the combo or not. I would try it. I'd definitely try some. Do you have a...
Yeah, if I was going to add something sweet to my bacon, it'd be maple syrup.
Yeah, and right on. Yes, yes. That's such a good pump. Now, that is a great combo right there. That's a great tag team. Is there a special way or a certain way you like your bacon? Because I've never met anybody that just give it to me. Oh, I'll just eat it. Everybody I know that loves bacon, which is almost everybody I know, has a certain, it's got to be made this way.
Yes, I have a very high bar for bacon. Mm. Very high.
Mm.
It must be cooked.
It's understandable. It's very, very. It's understandable, Melissa. I can't debate you on that one. I certainly I want it cooked, but I do kind of like rubbery bacon. I do kind of like a little. I don't want it too hard because I feel like when it's cooked too hard, I don't even taste the bacon anymore. I just taste crunch. I just taste the crunch.
I think it depends on the application. You know, if you're making it for a sandwich. It should have a little bit of crispiness to it, but not too much, because otherwise you've got a lot of crunch in your sandwich that is not coming from chips, which is really where crunch should be coming from in your sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
if you're adding it as like a topping to something, like a butternut squash bake with a pecan bacon crumble on top, then the bacon should absolutely be crispy.
Mm-hmm. I agree with all that. Yeah, yeah. We got out of this tense topic without any debate, really.
Have to put up our fisticuffs.
Yeah, we look at that, everybody. If we can do that on this, we can do it with politics, right? Come on, let's all get along. Let's all work together and let's surprise the world and actually have a November election that isn't insane. Let's just shock the world.
That would be really awesome.
Because the rest of the world is just sitting there kind of eating their popcorn waiting for us to do this. And I say we prove them wrong. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see, you know, not...
I'm all for it.
Prove, you know, some of the pundits wrong, prove so many of the world reporting that is going on about America wrong. And let's get along. Let's go ahead and prove them wrong. And I do want to real quickly mention our friend Brittany, we were just talking to. Brittany hit me up that she is going to be off tomorrow, so she'll join us on Monday. So yes, just yes. A heads up to our listeners out there, and I appreciate that, Brittany. Thank you. We'll get to a timeout, take care of our partners, come back and talk about El Cafe. I don't know if they have this kind of bacon on their menu, but they got a great menu. We'll talk about that and more when we get back. Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Not sure what happened just there, but that was interesting. We got some celebrating to do, Melissa. We're going to talk about our good friends at El Cafe and talk about some great local celebrities celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They got great Thursday specials like Alfredo Scramble and Sirloin of Pork. They're open
that
seven.
Interesting.
It does sound really interesting. They're open 7 to 2 Tuesday through Sunday, and keep in mind Fridays they are open 7 to 8 with their wonderful fish fry that is becoming more and more popular.
It's delish.
And I have this note from Seth. Make sure you mention their homemade pies. Okay, I mentioned that.
Yes, because without Seth, we would never talk about pie.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
Come on, Seth. Other people eat pie.
Other people eat pie. We encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries as well. Send them to info@WFHR.com. Keep in mind, you can email any of us here at the station with your birthdays and anniversaries or any feedback, really. James.Maleff@CivicMedia.us or Melissa.K@CivicMedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages, like our pages, share what we're doing on social media. We've got a really good team working strong on both those pages. Mm-hmm. And of course, you can call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. You can also call with the Civic Media app. It's just one button dialing, and then you're with us live on air. It's cool.
Looking forward to talking with y'all. Go ahead and call up and join the conversation, everybody. Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
Okay. I'm going to choose a 3, but before you get into those, I have a special birthday I have to mention today.
Oh, good, good.
My niece, Cora, turns 12 today.
Oh, congratulations, Cora. Congratulations.
Yeah. Cora the Destroyer, we call her.
Oh, God, I love that name. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, she'll take you out.
That's cool. That's cool with me. I love the name Cora. Oh, I love that name. That is a great name.
She's really into basketball, and she's great. I love watching her play, and her dad is just so stinking. Her papa is so stinking proud of her, and so we get videos and messages sometimes. And he's like, yeah, they got a really tall kid on the team they're playing, so they put Cora up against her. And Cora's not tall for her age, but she will take on anybody.
I love it. Love the attitude. And Cora, you ever want to talk ball, you go ahead and give me a call. Yeah, I love it. I enjoy it. And thank you for our early good story of the day, Melissa. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to Cora. We wish a happy birthday to Phil Johnson.
Happy birthday, Phil.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you, Phil. We also wish a happy 37th anniversary to Rick and Mari Austin.
Oh, Mary. Rick and Mari, happy anniversary.
M-A-R-I, Mari or Mary? How would you?
Mari?
Yeah, okay. Rick and Mari, have a great anniversary. Happy 37th, you two. Enjoy. Yeah. That's an awesome number, 37. Mm-hmm. And just 30 years away from them, celebrating their 7th anniversary, our qualifiers, Carl and Margarita Klingforth.
Aw, congratulations. That's Carl, awesome.
Yeah, Carl, Margarita, wishing you a happy anniversary. Happy 7th, you two. That is cool. Happy. Mm-hmm. We get so many that are way up there, and we appreciate those. But these are always just as romantic to me. That's very cool. Happy 7th, you two. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays for today. And let's see here. Rose McGowan is 51. Was in Scream, Charmed, Grindhouse, and a handful of movies back in the early aughts and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I recognize her.
Yeah, she was an integral part of the Me Too movement as well. She's one of the main first people to really bring down Harvey Weinstein. So I don't want that to be the most noteworthy thing of her career. I think she was a good actor. She actually got into a, she was filming a scene and got, I believe, kicked off a horse, hit by a horse. It damaged her face a bit, and she had to get some surgery done, and it made her look a bit different. And it really stumped her career quite a bit.
Yeah, because she was pretty busy in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
A lot of kind of horror-esque movies, Planet Terror, Death Proof, Grindhouse, The Doom Generation.
Yeah, and for everybody that talks about how important and how great the Me Too movement was, and it was, and still is, it's not something that has stopped. This is a movement that you can stop. What we don't seem to talk about, especially, you know, my fellow actors and everybody out there, is the, oh, hey, that's great, you came out, and wonderful with that hashtag Me Too. Oh, you want to audition? No, thank you. You're too toxic. We don't want to work with you. For doing what? For doing the right thing? Like, you lose work because you did the right thing? Like that's the opposite of what was supposed to be done with this movement, for all the placement of this movement. And again, it was very important and is very important. Mm-hmm. That don't make any sense to Terry Crews is another person. Terry Crews came out talking about being abused and almost being raped and things like that. And he's a male actor that is built like nobody out there listening, basically. And this guy couldn't find work because he came out and was supportive of this movement, things like that. Like it's a backwards kind of way of doing it that unfortunately the entertainment industry does from time to time. I think her career deserves better than that. Mm-hmm. Dweezil Zappa is 55. I believe the oldest of the Zappa family. I believe the oldest or second oldest, at least. Ahmet, maybe. No, Ahmet's second.
Dweezil. Why would you name your child Dweezil?
Because you're Frank Zappa.
I'm sorry. but I just have to ask that question.
Yeah, it's a great question. It's a great question. I'd love to be able to ask him. Brad Wilk is 56. Rage Against the Machine and Audioslave drummer. Fantastic drummer. Insane drummer. He's very good. Also very good. One of my favorite actors growing up. Michael Keaton is 73.
Wow.
He is Beetlejuice for many of us. He is Batman. He's also the Vulture in the Spider-Man movies, which is kind of interesting when you think about him playing Batman in DC and a villain in the Marvel universe. And Michael Keaton's got just a ton of great movies going. But long before Batman or some of the other stuff he did, he was in a movie called Night Shift with Fonzie. Darn it, Henry Winkler and Shelley Long. And it's not a great movie, but he is so darn charming in it. And so, he pops off the screen. Just does. And it was the first time I remember seeing him. And I'm like, I'm going to be a fan of this guy forever. And he does Batman and all this other stuff. But if you get a chance, if you want to see, I think, I don't know if it's his greatest performance, but I think his most underrated performance, Michael Keaton, watch a movie called The Dream Team. It's him. It's Christopher Lloyd. They are a couple of guys who are, they're in an insane asylum, essentially. And they go to a baseball game for like a field trip. And the person taking them, spoiler alert, their chaperone basically passes, and they got to figure out how to get home. And it's just a wonderfully, it's an 80s movie, so there's not a ton of plot or anything, but it's a fun movie. And him and Christopher Lloyd are so good together.
Well, yes, I would pretty much watch anything Christopher Lloyd was in.
Same. Let's see here.
It's also got Peter Boyle.
Oh, that's right. I knew I was forgetting a name. Thank you, Melissa. I knew I was forgetting a name. Yeah, the great Peter Boyle. Gotta love Peter Boyle.
Oh, he's so good.
He's my Frankenstein. He's my Frankenstein, Peter Boyle. Some people no longer with us, like one of the greatest voices any of us will ever hear, Freddie Mercury, born in this day in 1946, passed away in 1991. Queen's incredible singer, songwriter, so many amazing hits throughout his career and an amazing life. Bob Newhart, born in this day, would have been 95 today, just passed away a little while ago, born in 29, passed away just a little bit ago. Comedy genius, comedy legend. Many younger people out there know him as Professor Proton on The Big Bang Theory, or Papa Elf and Will Ferrell's Elf. But many other of us remember him from the Bob Newhart Show and so many other great performances. Also a wonderful stand-up comedian and comedic writer. Nobody did deadpan like Bob Newhart. Nobody. I try. And nobody did it better than him. The great, the wonderful Raquel Welch, born in this day in 1940, passed away in 2023. Fantastic actor. 1 Million BC and so many others. And Jesse James, born on this day in 1847, passed away in 1882, the outlaw. Yeah. An interesting life for Mr. James, if you're ever curious of, if you like the real history of so many of the Western legends, I encourage you to look into that, because it's a very interesting life that he lived, an interesting story. So many of the people back then, not just obviously the outlaws, but your Doc Holidays, your Wyatt Earps, all amazing stories to read about.
Indeed.
And that is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. One more time, we want to wish happy birthday to Cora.
Happy birthday, Cora.
Happy birthday to Phil Johnson.
Happy birthday, Phil.
A happy anniversary to Rick and Mari Austin.
Call us up and tell us how to say your name correctly, please.
Yes, that would
but
be awesome.
Happy anniversary.
And please feel free to mispronounce my name all you like. And to our qualifiers, happy 7th anniversary to Carl and Margarita Klingforth.
Happy anniversary, you two.
We love getting these birthdays and anniversaries, and Melissa hit it on the head earlier perfectly. We'd love to talk to you and hear you announce it on the air live. Feel free to do that, everybody.
Indeed.
Visit our friends at El Cafe. They sponsored this segment, and we greatly appreciate it. Buy a local, support local, support those that support us in this community. Visit
and
our friends
delicious at delicious food.
Oh, such delicious food. Visit our friends at El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Melissa and I are going to get to our state, local, and sports news. I'll check in with our partners. We'll come back, and we're talking about Lamborghini deciding to expand their business and get into the baby game.
Ooh, I don't know about this.
Yeah, I don't either. We're going to find out together. Coming up on the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Three cool guests. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Thursday. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. A lot of kids going back to school, and we want you to encourage you to remind you to be smart out there, be safe out there, look around for little ones, make sure that they're bopping around. You also might want to be looking around because they may be fast. They may be strolling around real fast.
Kids are quick.
Lamborghini is releasing its first ever baby stroller.
Oh.
They have partnered with a luxury stroller company in the UK for it. It'll be available early next year. The website says it's for parents and or babies who want to discover the exhilarating fusion of luxury fabric and precision engineering. Yeah. Okay. No word yet on if this is an SNL sketch or not. and no word yet on the
call. I wish it is.
I really wish it was. Or an Onion headline or something like that. No word yet on the cost, which tells you quite a bit. And not as much as an actual Lambo, but likely going to be in the thousands, probably. I mean, I would be shocked if it's not.
Yeah. So this is not for most of us. Like 98% of us?
I would say 96 to 98%, I think, is pretty fair. I think that's pretty fair. They say they're producing an extremely limited number of them, so you should...
Well, that's good, because they're not going to sell many.
I love to look at the sales numbers of this once it comes out. They're billing it as the world's most exclusive push chair. Oh, my God. So if your newborn child has a need for speed, there you go.
Or if you have a need for, I don't know, like...
Yeah.
I don't even know what it's called, James.
Yeah. The Lamborghini X Silver Cross is what they're calling it. And boy, the commercial is trying so hard to sell it. And it is a stroller.
Does it come with a motor? You stand on the back
and
it motors you and your baby around? Because
I'm looking at a quick video of it right now as we're talking, and it looks like it's got it's very padded. It has a very similar padded seat as you would find in a Lamborghini, and that's it. Other than the like Lamborghini logo and everything, there's nothing about this. I've used a million strollers in my day, and this doesn't look anything different than any other stroller I've ever seen.
Well, you know, there are grades of strollers for sure. There's your basic stroller. And then there's ones that are like running strollers. I saw a guy running in Stevens Point the other day when I was there with a baby and a stroller. I was like, that's really cool. You know, that it's secure enough that you don't have to worry about it tipping, that you can literally run with it.
Yeah.
And then, so you can choose to spend a decent amount of money on a stroller, but what is your rationale behind it? Is it for functionality, or is it just because you want to look impressive with your impressive Lamborghini stroller? I'm sorry. That's not reality for most parents.
Yeah, all this screams to me is, attention seeking. And really in a sad way. Like, it does not.
You almost would probably have to point out, did you notice the Lamborghini logo?
Hey, did anybody notice? Did please somebody notice me?
What color is it?
It's black with some orange lining. There's not even any, like, Lamborghini logos necessarily. But the kid's head is covering it. So it doesn't even, like, that part doesn't even add up.
What's the point?
I'm really racking my brain trying to find a good reason for something like this, and I got nothing. I think
we could come up with a lot of other ways to support parents and obviously this is not for us, James.
Yeah.
This is not for us or for the majority of parents out there. It's a status symbol.
Yeah. And that brings up something that, because I felt like if I ever was one of those people that cared about what the Joneses are doing or keeping up with the Joneses or anything like that, all that went out the window the day I became a parent. Like, it was all about survival and taking care of the kids and so many of those things.
Kids are expensive.
Yeah.
Newsflash.
I mean, outside of that top 1% that we all are aware of, I don't know how anybody can swing something like this. Like, I don't know who the, obviously we know who it's marketed for, but here's the other thing. Like, I don't understand about things like this and products like this. How does this help Lamborghini? How does this help? Like, obviously it expands their business, and maybe if it works, you know, you've got a whole new market, racket you can get into. But if you're Lamborghini, you are appealing to a certain audience. Mm-hmm. And that audience oftentimes doesn't have children.
Well, like, maybe they've done their market research, James.
Yeah,
and all of the people who own Lamborghinis are now starting families or have grandchildren. That's potentially another possibility. Baby shower gift. Oh, Grandpa got us a stroller. It's a Lamborghini.
I don't know about that one. That don't feel right to me. This doesn't either, Melissa. There's talk online that Amazon is banning their delivery drivers from singing along to the radio. Some employees and former drivers said that Amazon was cracking down on distracted driving and dinging them if they were caught singing. How would they know? Well, Amazon has cameras in their vehicles that spy on their drivers. Not shocking at all. And that's how they'll be able to see if you're driving and really, you know, getting into a real big chorus of Rolling in the Deep or something like that. Or you got Bohemian Rhapsody playing and you're singing along to it. Amazon is, of course, denying this. A spokesperson says, quote, "This is completely inaccurate. Amazon has never issued guidance or communications that prohibits singing in the vehicle." And they even offered up some evidence, quote unquote, evidence by sharing a previously produced video detailing a, quote, day in the life of an Amazon delivery driver. It does mention the camera in the vehicles to promote safe driving. That's a nice twist. But it also shows the delivery person singing in the van. And they were not punished for this. Yeah.
Well, was that an actual delivery driver or was that just an actor?
Right, right. And good luck figuring that out. I would love to see if you're the actor in the video and you come out and say you were acting, it kills your career. Whatever little your career you might have from that moment, it's gone. Because Amazon and companies like that are in the, not only because of them in the making of videos and stuff and TV shows and all that now, but also the power that they have and the control that they have. I think the frustrating thing about an Amazon or any of these kind of things is we did this. We built Amazon. Yeah. Like, it wasn't Jeff Bezos.
Buy from them.
Yeah, Bezos had an idea.
They made it very, very convenient.
Yeah.
And very easy.
And when we go back to our previous conversation about how 96% of us, and I'm lowballing there, are in that struggling area or that area where you live and paycheck to check or some of that, I mean, what are you supposed to do? I don't know any. I don't know one person who has ever said, "I love Amazon. I love shopping at Amazon." There are people who enjoy shopping and enjoy a deal, but that's not because of Amazon. That's because of the convenience and some of the things they offer. If there was other companies that could compete with Amazon, like they're supposed to be able to in our market, then it'd be different. But Amazon is in this, a sweet spot for them where they can't be looked at as a monopoly. They almost are outside of that spectrum, so they can get as big as they want.
Yeah. But to the detriment of small companies, to the detriment of small businesses, I don't know. The issue I have with this story, James, is what we talked about earlier this week about Facebook or Meta or whatever you call them now saying, no, we're not listening. No, we're not listening to what you say. Our speakers aren't tuned in all the time. And then turning back around after gaslighting us for how many years and going, oh, yep, we are.
Yeah.
So how could we trust a corporation now that they're saying, no, we don't do that. No, look, here's proof that we don't do that. When they turn around and go, yeah, actually, we lied about that.
Yeah, you can't build.
How can we have faith in them?
You can't. You can't have any faith in them. You can't have faith in, I don't know, any of these corporations, really, because they don't give you anything to build on. If they did some good, like, when's the last time you heard Amazon doing something charitable? Or Apple doing something charitable. And I'm not saying these organizations don't do those things, but they certainly don't do them enough to where we're talking about them a lot, or enough to a point where it makes a ding, like, Amazon's a big conglomerate, but look what they do for this subject. What subject? They don't do nothing for anybody. Bezos just keeps getting richer.
I haven't heard of, anyway.
I do think that this is part of where we come back to why we talk about, why we preach buy local, support local, and why that is so very important. It's not just a phrase to us around here, and I think to this community. I do take some comfort in that, but not in the fact that that Jeff Bezos is just, you know, collecting more money and going to be able to fly off to space. He's not even going to space. He's going to the upper atmosphere. There should be a rule about that. You shouldn't be able to call yourself if I was an astronaut, I'd be offended by that. But like, wait a minute, I risked my life. I'm an American hero or another country's hero or something going into actual space.
And having gone through all the rigorous training and you know, stamina work that they have to do to be able to be out in space, because that's hard on your body.
Meanwhile, the bald weirdo boy over here just wants to go into the upper atmosphere with his brother. Like, that is not being a hero. That is not doing what astronautics was invented for. I don't know.
It's just him marking something off his bucket list.
Yeah, and I'm a little tired of helping him do that. I think a lot of us are. And chickens come home to roost. They always do. I don't know. I say to all you Amazon drivers out there, we appreciate you, even if your boss doesn't. We appreciate you. We thank you for what you're doing out there, because a lot of those are our postal workers. A lot of those are just people working, you know, a hard job and not even getting paid that well for it.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate you.
I also support people singing. I mean, yes, do pay attention while you're driving, but good grief. Sing along.
Quick follow-up for just a friend of mine, Melissa. Not me, just a friend. Does it matter if you're not a great singer?
Not at all.
Okay, cool.
That's
then I'm with you on this.
Perfect place to belt it out.
Oh, it's the only safe place for me. I have all the concerts. All the concerts I do are in the car. All of them are in my car. Only my Jeep Blue has to put up with my voice. We will be back with some more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Can't seem to get my mind off of you. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a good day out there. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Got a couple of topics to take us to the top of the hour. Keep in mind, we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
This is an interesting one, Melissa, and I'm just going to read what I've got here and kind of back off because I don't know if I really have a place in this conversation, but I do think it's an interesting topic, and I wanted to bring it up for you and the audience and everybody else. Okay. A new poll asked people, when you are sleeping, do you more often feel too hot or too cold? 42% of people said that they are more often too hot, 12% said that they are too cold, and 39% said neither. 8% weren't sure. I don't know about that. The demographic that was most likely to say they were too hot was women between the ages of 45 and 64 in the Midwest. Very specific.
Well, that makes sense. Menopause.
Yeah, it's just very specific. So we can now say that Gen X women in the Midwest are the hottest. Literally. The demographic that was most likely to say they were too cold was young adults in the Northeast. So I can't really make a joke on that one. But it's an interesting thing to me. And you brought up, I think, a major point about this, Melissa.
Yeah. I mean, when women are going through hormonal changes, and this is premenopausal, menopausal, and postmenopausal, which are stages of menopause that we don't talk about enough. There's not enough. I mean, the science is there. It's developing, but it's worth a conversation more in depth than we've had. But as far as like temperatures when you're sleeping, for me personally, it depends. it depends on the temperature in your room, yes, and then what time of the night it is. So when I go to bed is usually when I'm cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't fall asleep if I'm cold, so I have to put socks on. But then when I get hot, I have to take the socks off.
It's a nightmare.
I cannot sleep with socks on when I'm too hot.
It's just not right. That ain't right story to begin with right there. I gotta say that.
And I also like to have a blanket on. Mm. So if it is really hot, which we've, had several really hot days here in the last month, it's really hard to sleep when it's super hot and you have to have a blanket on. And then the fan is blowing on you and it's making the blanket move or the sheet, whatever, and then disturbing your sleep that way. Sleep is difficult, which I know I don't have to tell you that, James, but just saying it for the rest of us.
So I have a bit of an ulterior motive with this one, too. I tested this topic. I had a group that I brought this to, and by that I mean my mother. I talked to her a little bit about this, and she got a little, and this is not my mother, but got a little quiet and got a little sheepish for a second. And she's like, Jimmy, are you going to talk about this on the air? You know you're going to be talking about menopause. And I was like, we're going to talk about it. I might do it with the topic with Terry or Melissa. I'm not sure yet. And she just seemed a little surprised by that. And it takes a lot to surprise my mother. And I was, as I've mentioned many times, I was raised by a hippie feminist. I was 9 years old, if not younger. My mother telling me about her friend visiting and things like that. And going to the store and getting tampons for her or something like that. So these topics, these words, any of this stuff is common to me, and mm-hmm. it doesn't seem like a weird topic to bring up or anything like that. But some people get uncomfortable with these words and these topics, and I think that that's wrong. I feel like these are things that we should be able to talk about, say, and not have any issues with. Half the population doesn't.
Well, I mean, for generations, these things weren't talked about in public.
Yeah.
So it's understandable for someone of your mom's generation to be like, well, maybe that isn't something you want to talk about. Mm-hmm. I think it's fully understandable because of societal pressures to, only speak about what's polite and only talk about things. But the problem with that then is that, we don't know what's happening.
Well, and
to our bodies. It's a similar thing to, we need to teach young people when they're going through puberty, what to expect, what changes their body is going to go through so that they know how to handle it and deal with it, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally. The same is for women. I mean, I'm now in my early 40s, and I am post or pre-menopausal, which means I'm starting to lose estrogen from my body, and there are changes that are happening. But it is not something that we talk about very often because we don't want to be seen as old. at age 40.
Mm. Yeah, which is
it doesn't mean that I'm old.
No.
It just means that my body is still going through changes and doing what it does.
I think that not talking about these things also does not give an opportunity for men not only to learn about this stuff, but to have some empathy for women, which we need more of, especially in a country where we are taking women's rights away. Women don't have something to say about these things.
We're subhuman.
Yes.
We're second class citizens.
Excuse me, Melissa. I was talking. I'm joking. I'm just trying to lighten the mood. Sorry, I'm joking. It frustrates me. Yes. When it comes to this topic, and I can't, and I'm not, and obviously it doesn't affect me. I can't even imagine what it must be like to be a woman in this country right now.
Not like men don't go through changes too. You do. I mean, men, as you age and as you grow, there are changes because we're humans. We're humans. Yeah, we're different genders, but we should be able to talk about these things that our bodies go through, that as changes happen, and have helpful and conversations that build, not that tear down.
Yeah. And we have forgotten something in our society that is vitally important, I think, in life. Getting older is a good thing. Getting older is okay. Everybody
means you survived another day.
Yeah, if you're lucky, you get to do it. That's the gift of life. Everybody is getting more days. Getting the one thing nobody could buy, not even Jeff Bezos, more time. It's a good thing, and we should be supportive of it in our communities, in our society, regardless of man or woman. This is a good thing. We should be embracing that. And part of getting older is understanding each other's bodies, whether you are a man or woman, understanding what's going on with those things, and maybe having a little more understanding and empathy for this stuff when you're in the voting booth.
Yeah.
I think it's important, and I'm glad we were able to talk about it. I also had a bunch of just memories of being a little kid and walking to the bodega trying to remember the name, the brand that my mother told me, and that it had to be a certain like size, and I'm freaking out because I had to go back to the apartment. I had to go back.
See, the beauty of smartphones now is that you can take pictures of products and say, this is what I want.
No kid messing that stuff up anymore. Got that down. I want to get into this one, too, with you, Melissa. Just lighten the mood a little bit here. And I think it's a fun topic, too. This is kind of interesting. A dog named Buckethead was rescued from a plastic container in Vermont.
Oh, no.
A dog seen wandering for over a week in Vermont with a bucket-like plastic container stuck on its head has been rescued, an animal control officer announced. Why was it a week? Yeah, why was it going for a week? Maybe they couldn't catch it. Maybe some citizen.
Probably. Poor thing.
Animal control officer Renee Falconer. What a great name for a vet, for an animal control
Someone
officer.
Someone working in animals, yeah.
Announced on social media that the dog known as Buckethead, or Bucky, was captured on September 1st, over a week after he was first seen. Wow. The bucket, found to have come from an automatic dog feeder, had a hole in the end that gave Bucky a very limited ability to eat and drink, Falconer said, so that's how the dog survived.
Okay.
Bucky was lured into a trap using McDonald's chicken nuggets, which he was able to eat. The container has now been removed, and Falconer is caring for the underweight dog until he is healthy enough to be adopted. He snapped out of survival mode very quickly, Falconer told the local news. He's still a little leery about some things, but loud noises, vehicles, and stuff, but he is surviving and doing well.
Yeah, I would expect him to have a little bit of trauma after that.
We need to call out our societies a little bit more. If you see somebody like setting up a trap for a stray dog, that's a weak human being right there. That's a coward. We need to be calling out those things in our society. Our humane societies, our communities have enough troubles. We don't need knuckleheads like this. We don't need troublemakers like this. We need to shame people like this. Call people out on these things. To me, it's the same thing as the person that leaves their dog in a rolled up window car in 100-degree weather. Animals can't defend themselves. It's on us too.
Gotta take care of them.
Yeah, that's something that falls on everybody in society. You know, I hope people realize when they look back at this era in this in time in 10, 20, 30, 50 years, they're not going to look at it and say, "Wow, people really did some messed up things back then." Except for Joe. Joe was good. Joe was a good guy. You know, they're not going to single us out. We're all going to be judged by these things, and all collectively. Let's change the game. Let's flip the script. Let's try to make things better and different. Whether it is learning more about women's rights, or caring about animals, or just giving a darn about your community.
Yeah. And every time that we help in our community, we help lift everyone up.
Yeah. A rising tide raises all boats. And that is something to keep in mind with this coming Sunday. Yeah, Sunday, where our friends over at Three Bridges Recovery have Falling Into Recovery from 10 until 2 at Wildwood Station at 207 West 6th Street in Marshfield. They're going to have a resource table there for those struggling or maybe want to learn more about that. They're going to have food, harm reduction supplies, entertainment going to be down there, and Stone Press food trucks going to be there from 11 to 2.
Food trucks.
And all of this being said, they also have a bounce house obstacle course.
Ooh,
how cool does that sound?
That sounds fun.
Do you think there's an age limit on it? Do you think? I'm very curious.
Maybe height and weight.
You can find out more about this going into civicmedia.us. Go under shows, Midday Magazine. We had Liz and Sarah join us just this week talking about the event. Awesome. It's going to be a great event, a fun event, and a great way to not only get out there, have a good time for free. It's a free event, but also support those that could really use it and deserve it, have been working for it.
And as we said, help in your community.
Mm-hmm. Find out more about our friends at Three Bridges Recovery. They got a great Facebook page. Encourage you to check that out. And you don't have to register for this event. You just have to bring a good attitude and have some fun. Falling Into Recovery.
Show up.
Coming up this Sunday, 10 to 2 at Wildwood Station at 207 West 6th Street in Marshfield. Again, this is a free event. Have some fun. Bring your appetite. Bring your smiles. And enjoy and support our good friends over at Three Bridges Recovery. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good event, Melissa. We've got a good time coming up. Right in the top of the hour, we'll have our Pet of the Week from the Southfield County Humane Society. Woo-hoo. Looking forward to that. And so much more. We got plenty of great show coming up in the next hour here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.